Missourinet News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance to win $288 million. Play today.
Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. The National Weather Service in Springfield says several strong tornadoes are likely tonight in parts of southwest, west central, and northern Missouri. A tornado watch has been issued until 11 tonight for a large section of Missouri, including the cities of Joplin, Nevada, Sedalia, Warrensburg, Lake of the Ozarks, Marshall, and Moberly. Apple-sized hail is possible. Meteorologist Corey Rothstein tells Missouri Net all modes of severe storms are possible across parts of the Ozarks.
Primarily looking at some supercell thunderstorms developing this afternoon and evening, mainly along and northwest of a line from Neosho to Osage Beach.
Some evacuations are underway in the capital city as Missouri River flood levels will reach more than 32 feet over the weekend. Britt Smith with the city of Jefferson says a concern is a possible levee breach on the north side of the city. The airport and nearby industries are being evacuated.
Flash flooding is always a concern when we have high rivers. So it is potentially a dangerous situation that folks need to make sure that they're listening to the local news outlets.
National Weather Service teams have been surveying storm damage in southern Missouri. Patty Burns reports from our affiliate in Lebanon.
National Weather Service teams are making the rounds investigating damage from Tuesday's storm. There was damage reported to three barns in the competition area in southeast Laclede County, and multiple trees were left twisted or on the ground. According to the Weather Service, an EF0 tornado swept through with wind speeds of 60 to 80 miles per hour. In the city of Lebanon, a couple of homes were damaged when high winds brought down trees and power lines. No injuries were reported from the Laclede County storms. In Lebanon, I'm Patty Burns, Missouri Net.
For the first time in the state's history, the NFL draft is coming to Missouri. Kansas City will host the event in 2023. At a press conference, Chiefs CEO Clark Hunt thanks the commitment of the Kansas City Sports Commission and city leadership over the past 2 years.
They've worked extremely hard to put together what we think is an outstanding bid. I look forward already to 2023 when Kansas City and our great fans are going to roll out the red carpet for the NFL.
The draft will be around Union Station and the National World War I Museum and Memorial. Missouri no longer has the oldest public mental health hospital west of the Mississippi River. During a ribbon-cutting ceremony today in central Missouri's Fulton, a new $211 million medium and maximum security building was unveiled to replace the one opened in 1851. Patients will start moving into the 300-bed building in July. This is Missouri Net.